This is a really meaningful question, and it's very applicable toward the field of public administration, housing authorities, city governments, etc. Really are tasked and should be responsible for dealing with problems like this. It's a difficult problem, some almost seems intractable problem, but it's one that nevertheless really needs to be addressed and really needs to be analyzed. And I'm glad that you have the idea of applying some computation, spatial data, spatial analysis type tools to perhaps a little better understand the problem. Your question, why, for instance, has poverty remained intractable in these neighborhoods at the same time that housing opportunities haven't increased, is a very important one, needs to be broken down a little more in order for it to be actually answered, and particularly answered with the type of data and tools that we have available. Why questions are kind of difficult. First, we usually start with simpler questions of what is the situation, and then we build up and look at the properties of that situation bit by bit until we start to see correlations, and then we start to understand those as causes. And it also, in a way, one reason this is such a difficult question is that, in a way, I think it feels a little bit circular. Does poverty lead to poor housing opportunities, or does the lack of appropriate neighborhood structure and housing opportunities make the problem of poverty and economic distress persist? Or does it just go round and round in circles, and does one constantly reinforce the other? So it's kind of tough in that way. And so in order to begin to answer, that's a very big question, actually. It's easily stated, but very difficult to answer. I actually have an idea of how you might begin to move this toward a single focus spatial data analysis problem that will be very doable in the context of the next week, 10 days or so, or 10 to 12 days that we have for this. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to use that particular example as a lesson for the whole class, without mentioning you or anything, of course, just in general, but it will be for your benefit even more than for everybody else. And I think what I'd like to do is look at the parcel data for City of Binghamton, and with the goal of looking at each of the census tracts in Binghamton. And I know this is not going to sound like a terribly satisfying answer, that we can solve the problem of poverty and housing in a matter of a 4-week course, but we can look at each of the census tracts and look at the age of the housing stock in each of those census tracts, and what the date built, and the number of properties and the age of the properties, I think might be a first step toward revealing this. And I think what we'll find, I think what would be revealed by this, my hypothesis, is that there's very little new construction in disadvantaged communities. And the reason is the poverty people who don't have a lot of money don't provide the motivation for builders to build in that particular community. So I think having a look at the parcels in City of Binghamton and perhaps just adding up the average age of buildings within each of the census tracts and comparing the age of buildings, or you did have a time interval that you found what you thought was interesting, that perhaps you have more data and more experience around 2012 to 2022. We can look at the percentage of buildings residences built in that time interval, compare the difference between disadvantaged communities and non-disadvantaged communities. And I think I'm gonna build that up as a kind of a lesson to put out there. And again, so have a look at that lesson, and I should be able to generate a data set whilst in the process of giving that lesson. I'll share that data set with you. But again, your goal for moving forward with this, obviously watch the video and think about it, but begin to kind of break this down into a single spatial problem that is actually doable, you know, in a short time frame that can begin, most importantly, for you just to have the experience of seeing with your own hands, so to speak, what a GIS project is like, and just getting a start in that way. And some of your data, the data sets you suggest are interesting, but they might take some assumptions, some manipulation and stuff. Fair landlords, that's interesting, and that might be that's going to be a data set that's not going to be a direct data set for that. I don't think anybody would publish that. But as far as the possibility, not within the time frame we have, but the possibility of getting data about building code violations and kind of tying the number of building code violations to particular neighborhoods would also be revealing. I think that, and also perhaps an issue around public housing and designated modest income housing, as opposed to privately developed housing. That's something that could be worked out. So amongst those things, we will at least find one thing that you can actually do. And then they'll probably, as you get into it, you'll find that there's a number of more things that you can briefly discuss and then wrap up the project. Looking forward to seeing how it goes for you as the next 2 weeks unfold.